The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning, warning.
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger, danger.
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters.
Yes, we are searching for trouble. Today we have a different wingman, however. David Trainer is away, and joining us instead is Kyle Guskey, investment analyst for New Constructs. He, of course, works with David as they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. And the idea, of course, is that they dig in at the footnotes level and then work their way up, often finding through the use of their forensic accounting methods and more that, you know, what looks so good when you're just measuring from the top down and looking at the surface isn't really so pretty.
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
It is. And that's what winds up making something dangerous, is that on the top level, it looks good. At the bottom level, and you work your way up, you find that the numbers are misleading. If you want to learn more about how they do it at New Constructs and what they're talking about, go to newconstructs.com. They blog about their danger zone picks, so you can always get more information on what we discuss on the show. They're on Twitter, at New Constructs. Kyle Guskey is an investment analyst with the firm. Kyle, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back. Thanks.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Pegasystems.
Danger, danger.
Pegasystems. It's ticker symbol PEGA. And this is a software company of some nature. I'm not quite sure what they do, but I really don't know why you think they're headed for trouble. So what's the problem?
So what we're seeing here, it's almost kind of a longstanding tech firm. It's kind of been pushed aside by changing market, new technologies, increased competition, and the price doesn't reflect as much. We're seeing impressive revenue growth, but profits are falling. But as with many software and tech companies, the non-GAAP metrics wouldn't show that. We're seeing kind of a little bit of a rise in non-GAAP net income, while NOPAT has actually fallen 11% compounded annually since 2013. Got big competition with some of the largest tech firms out there, Microsoft, Oracle, IBM, Salesforce in the CRM space, and they've kind of taken a Amazon approach to it where we're going to accept low margins to gain market share. And it becomes hard to compete with companies like that, especially with Pega having low margins in the industry as well.
When you look at this company, is there a potential catalyst or something else? Because sometimes we're looking at stuff going, you know, the values are way out of whack and what have you. How far out of whack are the things you're seeing? Like, what do the numbers imply versus what reality is? And is there a catalyst out there to make the market wake up and smell what's happening here?
Yeah, so we've looked at a couple different scenarios. And as I mentioned, the NOPAT has fallen 11% compound annually since 2013. So we looked at what it would take to justify the current price. And we see that they must achieve a 6% margin, which would be double their TTM margin, and grow profits by 20% compound annually for 15 years. Definitely a little out of whack there. And then if we look at kind of where some downside could be, even if we assume they can slow expense growth, which has actually been growing faster than revenue, to achieve a 6% margin and grow profits by just 14% for 10 years, stock's worth only 17 a share. And as far as catalyst, this one I think it's going to be difficult. I think an earnings miss would definitely send shares lower. We've seen it happen in the past. Second quarter and third quarter missed top and bottom line expectations. They fell 11% and 9% respectively in the following couple days. But we've also seen in the current bull market that these software companies can stay well above what some would consider a rational valuation for much longer than we would have expected.
Well, yeah, you just made a case that the stock should be valued at $17 a share, right? 17 mm-hmm. bucks a share is half of the 52-week low, and it's not quite a third of where we're at now because the stock's trading just below 50 as we record this. But, you know, half of the 52-week low means that this stock has been going on for a long time above rational levels, right?
Correct. Yeah, and we've seen it kind of across the industry. I mean, Salesforce, we said, you know, a couple of years ago that it was very overvalued, and it's continued to rise. And so this is another situation where the stock may stay well above rational levels for longer, but we do think the underlying fundamentals eventually catch up, and it's, you know, low margins, highly competitive industry. Falling profits will definitely create a scenario that could see the stock fall from current levels.
Well, is 17 ultimately the reasonable price, or if you had to put a fair value on this price, would it be even worse than that?
I think 17 could be optimistic. That's kind of a great scenario. Like I said, you know, that would be doubling their current margins and continuing to grow profits by 14% a year for 10 years, which if you look at recent trends is nowhere near what has happened. We looked at also a regression analysis to see, you know, where it would trade in line with peers, and that is right around 15 a share, so a little bit below that 17 number.
So, yeah, it's Pegasystems, P-E-G-A, and if it were to drop from about 50 to about 15, that would just get it down to its fair value. So it's an unfair value right now. That's why it's in the danger zone. Kyle Guskey, thanks so much for joining me and stepping in for David. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Kyle Guskey, everybody. He is investment analyst at New Constructs. And again, if you want to learn more about the New Construct system, how they do their evaluations from the bottom up and more, if you want to find out about their danger zone picks and get more information on Pegasystems, go to newconstructs.com. On Twitter, at New Constructs. Okay, up next on the Monday, December 4th edition of Money Life, it's the Market Call. Jack Bowers from the Fidelity Monitor will be here when we return in just a moment.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.